You are listening to Let's Talk Tea Podcast with your favorite boss babe. Yep, Shani Summon Godfrey. This podcast is designed to transform, elevate, and empower you to build your legacy that lasts. I'm not on here by myself, y'all. I am joined by thousands of bosses across the globe right here on Let's Talk Tea Podcast. We are here for no other reason but to help you build your legacy with passion. We sweating over here.
Hi guys, great big welcome back. Happy Thursday. It's almost Friday. Welcome. I am so excited to be here with you guys again. And for you guys that don't know me, my name is Shani Simon Godfrey. I am founder and CEO of Elevation TV Network and Legacy Consulting Firm, where we offer brand coaching and creative design, graphic designing. So welcome back, guys. So and good morning, Grace. Welcome. And thank you again for every time I come on, I just have to give honor because, hey, we got to give honor where honor is due, right? So we talked about, and guys, you already know, when I come on, it's to push you, to challenge you, to transform, elevate, and empower. That's why I'm here. I'm here to get us fired up to do what we need to do, and that's handle our business, right? Build our business with passion. So we talked about the five different stages of entrepreneurship, the five different mindsets that we go through. Then we talk about planning for success. Today we are going to talk about working that plan. So we had the mindset that we had to get through. Then we had our plan in place for what we want to accomplish. Now we're going to talk about how do we work that goal. How do we work that vision? What do we do to accomplish and cross off our master plan, right? That's what we're going to work on. So invite somebody, share it, tag them, bring them on. Whether they are entrepreneurship season, brand new entrepreneurs, or they just want to start a business, they want to launch, they're in the idea phase. So invite them over, bring them on, and we are going to dive right on in a second. Good morning. And guys, you can connect with me at legacycsfirm.com or shanisimon.com. I will put it in the comments when we are off. You guys can feel free to reach out to me. And thank you guys for the comments and thank you for the inboxes. I really appreciate hearing from you guys. I'm here for us to elevate together, so feel free to reach out to me. Let me get my notes and we'll dive right on in. All right, so acronym we're going to be working is BOSS, B-O-S-S. Call this the Boss Up Method. With this plug-and-play system, no matter what stage you are in your business, in your plan, in your vision, this, you can use this to work to get you to the next level. So BOSS, B-O-S-S, B, Bill, O, Organize, S, Sustain, and S, Spread. So, boss up. Let's talk about a boss. Because there's a lot of people that they're bosses, they're saying they're bosses and everything like that, but what does that really mean? If you are an entrepreneur, you are a boss. Even if you're a solo entrepreneur, you are a boss. Yes, it's just you, but you're still a boss, right? The mindset is to be, if you want to grow, is sooner or later, you're going to take on other team members. So, bosses. Bosses are here to build people. We build people. When we stop looking at it as we are building a business, a company, a organization, a physical structure, and we start building the function of the structure, then we're there, right? So as bosses, it's our job to build, work on the people that we lead. We have to work on the people that we lead, whether it's we run the business, we manage a business, we own a business, we are contractors, we are employees, but we're in a leadership role. Our goal is we need to We need to focus on people, manage different type of personalities. We don't manage, and there's good bosses and there's not so great bosses, and the not so great bosses focus on the physical structure and not the people, right? We're built off people. We know we're all for people, by people, so we have to focus on that. And as bosses, it's our role to make sure that we're doing these few things for our people. We are getting them on board with the vision, with the passion. People will work with you, for you, whether in your business or in corporate America. They will work with you and for you in a corporation if they feel like you're investing in them. They want to know that you care. They want to know that you are with them, that you want to see them grow, that you want to transform their life, and that you want to see them elevate in order for them to follow you. Same thing with your customers. We talked about that last few weeks ago, right? That we have to get our customers on board with our vision. They have to believe in what we're doing, that we have their best interests at heart. If I know that as your customer, you want to see me and my business grow, then you're somebody that I can work with. You're somebody that I don't mind paying good money for you to do whatever services you're offering me, because I know that, well, you want to see me grow. You want to see me elevate. You want to see my business transform. Corporate America, we have you here in a leadership role because you want to see us, the company, all around grow. And that's why they always said, if they don't believe in your vision, get rid of them, right? You can't have people on your team that don't believe in your vision. And 9 out of 10, they don't believe in your vision because, well, they cannot see your vision. Like the blind leading the blind, right? If I don't know where we're going, I can't come with you. It's the same thing. We, as bosses, have to make sure that our vision is what? Is plain. And we have to work that vision and be consistent with our vision. So that bring me to... diminishing insecurities. A lot of times our teammates and are even in the work, I'll say 9 to 5, just keep it consistent, 9 to 5. In our businesses and even in our 9 to 5, that a lot of people on our team are not operating to full capacity because of insecurities. Whether it's insecurities because they feel like, well, maybe that they can't do the task, or they don't even understand what to do, or some people in their own business intimidate people. We talk about that's your baby, you don't want to let it go, right? They intimidate people to make people feel like, well, they're the genius and nobody can ever perform greater than them, which I heard this quote before. If you're the smartest person in your business, well, you are in trouble. You need to go get some smarter people. And we already know what areas we're great in and the areas that we're not great in. We need to get expert in those areas. That's how we build people, right? We're going to utilize their skills. If I'm a creative designer and I know that I'm great with websites, but I'm not so good with videos, I'm going to get another creative designer that I know can slay a video. And that's billing them, that's investing in them, that's helping them transform, that's elevating them, and that's empowering them, that when I do take on somebody else, that they don't have to feel insecure, that they're going to give that person the best training. Because a lot of times people don't train people because they're insecure that if I make them as great as I am, I have a competition. Whether it's entrepreneurs, and I see this with a lot of launches, with a lot of brand new launches, because I did launch businesses for a long time, for years, to where I see that a lot of brand new entrepreneurs, they refuse to delegate and they cannot grow because they're trying to do everything, even things that they're not great with, because they believe that if I bring somebody in and I show them what my business look like, then they're going to try to steal my ideas and they're going to try to compete with me. And it's just a mindset. It's just a mindset thing. So let's move to organize. We have to be organized. We have to be organized, and we already talked about organization last week, so I'm not going to dive too much, too big into getting organized with that. I'm talking about organized as in making sure that your facility is organized, that your product is organized. We talk about that. People can't buy from you. People can't invest in you. People can't follow you if they don't know you, if they don't understand your brand identity. We talk about being consistent, right? We need to know that whatever it looks like is what it's supposed to be. People can't work for a disorganized boss. Today's one thing. Tomorrow's the next thing. The next day's the next thing. The next day's the next thing. And we go around like an hamster in a wheel. We're dizzy now. Last week you said turn left. This week you said turn right. Next week we go back left. This week we turn right. That is showing us that clearly you don't know what you're doing. And you guys know me. I'm always going to give you facts. I'm always just going to be straight up and upfront, because I feel like a lot of times that we don't perform to our full capacity because not enough people is telling us the truth about what we really look like. We have to hold up the mirror and see that here's what my business really look like. It's okay to not have it all together, but we always have to be working on it, right? So we have to be organized. We cannot lead a team if the team is dysfunctional and the team is not organized. And teams are dysfunctional because there's no order. We have to be organized. Systems need to be in place. We already talked about that. And they have to be implemented, not just by the people that we're putting in place, our teammates, but by us too. Because a lot of times bosses put things in place that they don't even know how it work. And then what employees say, because, hey, at some point we all went to that employee place and we all looking at you like, I don't even know why I'm working for this person. They don't know what they're doing, or I'm smarter than them anyway. So how dare they try to tell me what to do? You don't have to know everything, but you got to be great at what you specialize in. Guys, feel free to comment, ask questions. I'm here. We're here. We're having a conversation. We're doing this together. So feel free to put in your comments, put in your questions. Talk to me. I'm here for you guys. All right. Lack of organization caused division and weakens a team. It divide and conquer. That's pretty much what's happening. It divides your team, and that's going to conquer you. And I've seen this time and time again that you will have a boss. Here we are, right? We have a boss, and then we have a manager, then we have a supervisor, then we have a team lead. None of those people have the vision. The boss tell the manager what to do, then the manager tell the supervisor, and the supervisor tell the team lead, but they all have a different piece of the puzzle. And I've seen this, and this is the worst type of business structure that here's a mindset. You're on a need to know basis. If you have people, especially entrepreneurs, people that bosses, people that you know are go-getters and goal-setters, you do not want to keep them in a need to know basis, because they're always going to feel like there's something that you're not telling them. And if I feel like you're not telling me something, then I cannot trust you. If I cannot trust you, I cannot work with you and for you, not even have you as a customer, because we as bosses, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, have to be careful what we put our name on. And if we have our clients and we're co-signing that brand, because if we're doing their creative work, their copy, we're writing their content, or we're designing their content, or we're coaching this client, ultimately it's going to come back to, oh, here's my coach. Here's my graphic designer. Here's my accountant. Here's my whoever. And if that customer is shady, well, I got to be a little shady to be working with the shady, right? So we got to be careful how we do that. Do not divide your team. A lot of people don't want people communicating on that team because they feel like, oh, I don't want them to be friends, and I don't want them to influence their decision or whatever. If people feel like they're in prison, if they feel like you're trying to control them, if you're dictating those people, 9 out of 10, you're not going to grow, because it's going to be a revolving door. If you have a lot of team members that they're here with you next week and gone the next week, then it's you. It's you. If you know that your systems is in place, your vision is well written, it's easy, anybody can follow it, but you still have an eye turnover. It's something about us as bosses that we have to stop and we have to look at. Everybody wants to be a part of something great. Even boss to boss, business to business, we can collaborate. But if you cannot get anybody to collaborate with you or to work with you, 9 out of 10 say this to help us transform and elevate, it's us. It's times that I have to look at myself and say, what am I doing or what am I not doing? What message? What do my brand look like? Why is it hard for me to attract the right people? Right? That's where organization come from. Then we have to sustain. We already have all our systems in place. We have our team in place. We have our vision. We are working. We're where we need to be. We got to maintain and we got to grow. I heard Tyler Perry say, we got to climb and we got to maintain. We got to climb and we got to maintain. If today you're making a certain amount of money or you have a certain amount of clients, a certain amount of team members, and then next week it's declining, then the following week it's declining, something is wrong with that structure. And we have to stop and we got to look at that. We got to maintain. And maintain meaning you're not losing anything. Even if you don't make a dime, you're right there. You're right where you need to be. You're not worse. You're not better because we're not growing, but you're not worse, right? We're maintaining. We're level, even Steven, right? So spread. Last S. Sustain. That's the S. Sustain. And then we have our spread. So spread. This is my favorite part of being a business owner is the spread. I created a program called the Plugged In Method. We won't talk about that today. But with that, we talk about dominating your marketplace, right? That's a part of spreading. That's spread. As entrepreneur, the goal is to spread. Unless you just want a hobby or a job that you just want to hire yourself and you just want a job that you just want to work in your business and that's it. You really don't want to build a business. You just want to replace your income and just pretty much hire yourself. You never want to want any employees, never want to grow. You just have a set amount of clients that you want and that's it. Because some people want that too, that's fine. But if you're in business to build a legacy, to build a brand, to dominate your marketplace, no matter what your marketplace is, goal is to spread. Spread. Spread the passion. Go beyond recognition. You need to spread. Duplicate yourself. That's how you spread. We talk about we don't want to be the smartest person, right? Right? So we got to get everybody else to where we're at if they're not where we're at. We got to get them spread. Duplicate ourselves. If we have one offices, we might want two, we might want three, we might want four. If we're doing content, we might need to have more writers for us, with us, right? We can't do it all by ourselves. We need to go and recruit people to come on board with the vision and train them to do what we need, do what we do. And then we have to go ahead and they have to train somebody else. Pyramids, guys, we see a lot of it and we wonder why, and I'm not even going to call them pyramids because they're real. Any business can work if we just work it. Multi-level marketing businesses. It works so great because they do these following things. They build a system. They build a structure. They organize it. They sustain it and they spread. They recruit one person, train them into this system, then they go get another person, train them into the system, get another person, train them into the system, and the cycle goes on and on and on and on and on. 50, 60, 100 years later, these businesses are stronger than ever and keep growing. And as technology grow, they spread like a wildfire because and every single one of those meaning, guys, I told y'all already my first video, I am like the serial entrepreneur. I tried every business. I've been doing business since in my young teens. I tried every business from the insurance sales to the legal insurance sale, to the juices, to the clothes, to the Amazon, eBay, Etsy, you name them. I did it all. And every single one of those business ventures, including the multi-level marketing, I did those two. And I'm not going to call their name because, you know, I don't want them to come after me. But every single one of those businesses, every single one of those meetings that we go to is to get us fired up. And I'm like, man, why do I have to come to a meeting every single week? Sometimes twice a week. You know why they make us come to these meetings? To get us fired up. To refuel that passion, to keep us fueled up with that vision. Last week, I was excited. They made me feel like I can do this business. They got my mind on, man, I got this. I could do this. Halfway in the week, I'm somewhere like, man, I'm done with this. This is hard. So they bring us back again. Pump that vision back into me. And that's what we have to do with our business, whether it's through our clients, our team members, our staff, whoever. Everything that's involved in your business, get them fired up. Your marketing materials on your social media, in your emails, wherever you market, your main focus should be, I need to keep these people in love with what I do. I need to keep these people fired up about my brand, so much so that they'll go tell other people about me. Because the best referral is what? Warm, right? Somebody telling somebody about you, somebody that worked with you, because they can say, yeah, you know what? I tried her or his service. They're the best that ever done it. That's what we want. We have to spread. We're not spreading as entrepreneurs. And I don't mean spread by adding more services and extend your reach. The best way to extend your reach is to get more ambassadors, meaning get more people on board with you that believe in your brand, more team members, more. That's going to go tell other people about you. And that's how we spread. So we build, organize, sustain, and spread. Boss up. That's the boss up method. Once we have that boss up method in place, no matter what project, no matter what stage, no matter what level, no matter where we are in our vision, we can always grow and hit our target goal. We talk about goal setting. Now this is how you hit it. You're going to build it, organize it, sustain it, and spread it. A lot of people want to hit that six figure, seven figure, beyond the figures. But if you don't have that boss up method in play, I'm sorry that we are just going to have our plan, but we got to work that plan. We have to spread. Spread your passion like a wildfire. Anywhere you show up, your brand show up, whether it's digital, it's physical, it's in an ebook, it's in a video, it's on a flyer, on a banner, on a bus, on a bench. Your goal is to get people fired up about your brand, that they talk about it. Our cell phones, our providers, Apple. Listen, we talk about Apple because they put it in our mind. And they make sure that they keep igniting that fire. And every so often they come out with a new product. And that's what we got to do. We cannot always look the same. We have to always transform our brand, elevate our brand, and empower people to go and talk about what we do, because we believe in us, we believe in them, and they believe in us. See, that's how it works. So guys, again, I'm Shani. Just call me Shani. I'm Shani Salmon Godfrey. I am founder, CEO of multiple businesses under the Shani Salmon Enterprise, just to name a few. Elevation TV Network, a faith-based TV network where we have a lot of different shows. The Gifted, that's my baby, where we have a lot of different men and women of God that just come and showcase their gifts and their talents to show us the different types of kingdom gifts, the different types of gifts that is out there. And we empower people to use the tools that they have. Use the resource that they have. Everybody has something that they can work with. We just have to work it. And Legacy Consulting Firm, where I serve as a brand coach. We look at your brand, we evaluate your brand, and we get your brand to where it needs to be. And we offer creative design, graphic design, where we look at the everything, the website, the logos, the everything, videos, whatever, everything to supercharge your brand, to get you to do what? To spread. So guys, if you have any comments, as usual, I will always, always come on and respond to your comments, even at the playback. If you guys want to connect with me, go ahead, send me a message, reach out to me, go to my website. I will post that in the comments and let's chat. Let's transform together. Let's have tea. Transformation, elevation, and empowerment. So reach out to me and I will see you guys again next Thursday. If there's a topic that you guys want to talk about from a previous video, or something that you guys heard me say and you want me to elaborate more on it, again, put that in the comments. I'm here for us, for you, for us to elevate together. So anything I said on any one of these videos that you want me to talk more about, go ahead and let me know. Shani, you know what you mentioned, this, elaborate. And I'll come back on in my next videos and I'll make sure that I address that, because my goal is to always leave us with something to get us through the next week, to get our business and our life, because we are our brand, to transform. So I love you guys and I will see you guys next Thursday. I'm out. Bye, guys.